I think it's happened to all of us that someone asked you to pray for them. It's a common occurrence, I think. Maybe a friend is going through a tough time in their marriage, or maybe simply your son or daughter wants to get rid of that cold or the flu that's been hanging on for too long. In either case, though, they ask you to pray for them. And when these prayer requests come, how often do we say, yes, we agree to pray for them? Maybe out of habit we respond, and then quickly and easily forget to do so. I know I forget sometimes when that happens. Prayers for others, praying on behalf of others to God, prayers of intercession for the living or the dead are something deeply ingrained in our lives as Catholics. In fact, I think that the Catholic life is one of constant intercession. We are called to intercede to God for our own brothers and sisters. We read in Exodus today how Moses interceded for his fellow Israelites during their wandering in the desert. Just prior to the passage, Moses went up Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments, those gifts from God to his people, the Israelites, that would help them to live holy lives. But Moses being delayed, the Israelites, under the direction of Aaron, Moses' right-hand man, built a golden calf to worship. And so, back in today's passage, God planned to destroy the Israelites for their grievous sin of idolatry. The Israelites bowed down and worshiped another god, a god that wasn't actually even a god in the first place. But notice that Moses does not just throw up his hands and walk away in disgust for the Israelites. We read that Moses implored the Lord. He pleaded with him, interceded for the Israelites, that God may have mercy on them and spare them. And God heard Moses' prayer. Moses stood in the breach between the Israelites and God. Maybe we have a family member who has fallen away from Christ and his church. Maybe we have a friend who is engaging in behavior we know is detrimental to their well-being. These are concrete examples of times where our own intercessions, our own prayers to intercede for them, can be exercised. The power of these prayers we'll never be able to understand fully, except after our death, when we'll see the true, incredible power that our prayers for others did have on their lives. Our Catholic life is one of constant intercession. One thing we need to remember, though, is that our prayers don't have any power in themselves. It's only through Christ's own intercession, his own intercessory prayer of standing between us and God and bringing us eternal life, that we can have confidence in the power of our own prayers. And we catch a glimpse of that in St. Paul's letter to Timothy today, when St. Paul writes, "This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Plain and simple, he came into the world to save sinners. Christ came to intercede for sinners, to intercede for each and every one of us, to the Father in heaven. Christ came into the world, came to the cross, and interceded to the Father when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so we can ask, "Father, forgive us." The Father heard Christ's intercession from the cross and brought all of us that opportunity of salvation for all of us if we accept it. Our own intercession takes part in Christ's own intercession on the cross. And as baptized Christians, we are members of the body of Christ, where Christ is the head. And so we can truly call God our Father, just as Christ called God Father. And we can truly make intercession as Christ did. In our parable of the prodigal son, I can't help but think that the father prayed and prayed hard for the return of his son and his making amends in the family. We even hear that the father pleaded with the older son, to please come and rejoice that your brother has returned. So too, Christ prays and pleads very hard for each and every one of us to come to him whenever we fall into sin. And we see this most especially in the sacrament of confession, where Christ invites us to lay our sins before him, for him to make intercession to the Father to forgive them. He desires us to seek the intercession of our Blessed Mother Mary as well, and all the saints, to answer our prayers, to ask the Lord for his mercy. And so our role as intercessors is not just a little thing. It's not just a nice sidebar to our lives as Christians. It's something that's very, very important. Pope Pius XII, in the early to mid-1900s, wrote that the salvation of many souls depends upon the prayers and voluntary mortifications of the members of the church. In other words, the salvation of some of our brothers and sisters depends on our prayers for them. That's a heavy burden to bear, and it's only possible with Christ. The Pope exhorted us to offer these prayers of intercession. Let our common pleading rise daily to heaven for all the members of the mystical body of Jesus Christ, the Church. And so let us not only take up the mission of the Pope, the previous Pope, but even more so, take up the mission of Christ himself, who came to intercede for us sinners and offer himself as a ransom for our sake. The next time someone asks you to pray for them, make a more determined, concerted effort maybe to remember that. Maybe write it down if need be. I know that helps me. Maybe pray for them or pray with them right then and there on the spot. But even better, if you have anyone who has asked for your prayers of intercession that you can think of right now, pray for them here at this Mass. Place their names on your heart as you approach the altar and offer your own participation at Mass up as an intercession for them. In doing so, you will be following Christ's own footsteps in his ministry on earth, on the cross, and now in heaven. For the Catholic life is one of constant intercession.